Podcast Help Desk number 73 for January 11th, 2016.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. To keep your podcast running smoothly, it takes some tech. That's what Podcast Help Desk is here for, to smooth out the geek speak and put it in, more or less, plain English. The main audience for this podcast is those who have podcasts and want to tweak the tech to get better sound, a better website, a more reliable feed, or a more streamlined workflow. Also, for podcasting beginners that don't want to make all the mistakes themselves. Here's your host, Mike Dell.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and this is Podcast Help Desk Beginner Series. And today we're going to be talking about websites. You know, what kind of websites do you need to generate a feed for podcasting? And there's a couple of ways to go. The way I suggest is a self-hosted WordPress.org website. And here's a little pet peeve of mine. WordPress.com is a service of Automattic Incorporated. They're the people behind WordPress, both the paid version and the open source version. Well, the open source version is what I'm talking about when I say WordPress. If I say WordPress.com, I mean the service for from Automattic, which I do not recommend for podcasting. So just as a disclaimer, when I say WordPress, I mean the self-hosted open source thing that's available on almost all web hosting plans. So let's get that out of the way. So I always suggest that you get your domain name and then you sign up for web hosting. You know, sign up for web hosting with Bluehost or Dreamhost or GoDaddy or, you know, some established web hosting company. And don't buy the managed WordPress. That's okay. Managed WordPress is okay, but it's not necessary. Just get their standard Linux hosting plan. Well, you know, I guess you don't have a choice when you go to some of these, but at GoDaddy, they have Linux and Windows. Make sure you get the Linux one. Not that Windows won't work, but Linux is better for web hosting. You don't have to deal with it anyway. So, you know, that's neither here nor there, but Linux definitely, in my opinion, works better. So let's just use the typical Bluehost type hosting, which uses what's called cPanel. So you have a control panel that you log into for your web hosting. So you would log into your account and you would look for WordPress. It may not say WordPress. You might see applications, and then you click into that, and you'll see WordPress. But install WordPress. Install it right on the main domain. Don't install it in a folder off of your domain. Just install it on your domain. This goes for somebody that's just starting out, that just put the website on there. If you've already got an existing website, you can install WordPress into a subdomain or a folder off your domain, but that's not what we're talking about here. This is for, you know, a brand new, never been online website at, you know, yourgreatpodcast.com or whatever, or underwaterbasketweaving.net. Anyway, you click on WordPress, you install WordPress, you know, get that all installed, and then there's a few things you need to do right off the bat. This has nothing to do with podcasting, it's just get the website set up right. You need to go in there and you delete the post that comes from WordPress standard. And you delete the post, delete the page, make it a clean slate. You go into the settings and there's two things you really should do in there right off the bat. You need to go to the general settings. In fact, let me bring that up so that I can actually tell you what to do. So you log into the dashboard. That's what it's called. You go to yourdomain.com/wp-admin and you sign in using your login and password. and that'll bring you to the dashboard. And the first thing you want to do when you first get to your dashboard is look for any updates, because chances are there's going to be some updates. So right there on the sidebar, you'll see updates. You click on that and make sure everything's up to date. Because sometimes they'll install an older version of WordPress, or they'll install, you know, some plugins that, you know, come stock with WordPress. And you want to make sure they're all up to date. And the next thing you want to do is go to the settings. That's down a little ways on the sidebar there. And when you click on just settings, you're going to come up in the general settings tab. Make sure you set your site title to what your podcast title is going to be, what you want it to look like in iTunes and other aggregators. And then there's a tagline there. A lot of times it'll say another WordPress blog or something like that. You want to change that tagline. You want to change that to, you know, whatever you want to have for your tagline. Like in my case, on Podcast Help Desk, it says Technology of Podcasting. So set that to whatever you want it to be. And then the next thing that I like to do in that same tab is make sure you set the time zone. Like in my case, right now in standard time, it's UTC-4. You know, depending on where you're at, you'll set that to the right time zone. And your date format, that really doesn't matter a whole lot. If you're in Europe, you set it one way. If you're in, you know, US, you set it another way. But set it whichever way you want in the date format. Same with the time format. I kind of like the 24-hour clock, but some people don't. You know, set that and save your settings. And then underneath general, there's writing. And we'll look at that. Pretty much the writing is, you know, there's not a lot to do in there. You know, there is a mail server thing, but I almost never set that up. Reading, here's an important one. Under reading, you want to make sure it's clicked on your latest posts, which should be default. Blog pages show at most 10 posts. That's the default. Leave that there. Here's an important one. Syndication feeds show the most recent, and I always set that to 100. You know, it'll probably be set at 10. I'd say set that at 100. And for each article in a feed show, and I've got it at summary, but you can do full text if you want. And then you save the changes there. And then the other thing, you know, discussion, you can turn on or off your comments, whatever you want, media, don't worry about it. Permalinks. Always go to the permalinks. And what I like to do is I like to select post name and turn that on by clicking, you know, if it says plain, don't do it plain. That's what, you know, they want for the, you know, for the default, but no, go to post name and just click that and then save the changes. Then the other thing I do is I go into categories. And don't get this confused with category podcasting. We'll beat that horse to death in a later episode, and I beat it to death in a in previous episodes. But categories, it's under posts and then categories. In the sidebar there, go to categories and you'll see that there'll be a default one. It'll say not categorized, probably. What I do, okay, on Podcast Help Desk, I've got basically three categories. I got one that says blog. I got one that says show. Don't use podcast. Do not use podcast. I'll repeat this again. Do not use podcast. Okay? So I use show. So anytime I post a podcast episode, I make the category show in the post. If I post something other than an episode, I make it blog. And I have another little side podcast that I do called Podcast Help Desk Quick Hits. I do have a category that says Quick Hits, although I haven't been doing too many of those. In fact, I've only done a couple. But, you know, don't use the podcast category. There's, you know, no reason to use the word podcast as a category, but make a couple categories. I make the default one blog. So what I do is I edit that category, that whatever the standard one is, I edit it to say blog. And then I have another one, like I said, called show. So, and make sure you always, save everything when you're going through it. But that's the basics of getting the basic website set up for just the basic website. Now, the other thing you want to do is go in and install PowerPress. The way you would do that is go to the plugins section in the sidebar, and then you click add new. It's a blue button up at the top. And then under search, you type PowerPress. And then it'll come up and you click on install now and let it install. And there you go. You have PowerPress. And I will, in the next episode, go into what you need to set up PowerPress. But in the meantime, go out there and get some album art. We'll talk a little bit about that now. You want a square image. It has to be square. It can't be, even one pixel off of square, because that won't work. So it has to be square. It has to be 1400 by 1400 pixels in RGB format, and preferably a JPEG. It can be a PNG, but PNGs tend to get large. You want to keep that artwork somewhere under 500 kilobytes, half a megabyte. So it has to be small. File size wise, has to be 1400 by 1400. You can make it bigger than that, up to 3000, but stick with 1400 by 1400. It seems to work everywhere. And make it so that if you shrink it down, you can still read. If you put a lot of text on it, it's kind of hard to read when it makes it small. Like some of these apps, the artwork is rather small. So get that artwork together. It could be just something very simple, but it has to be 1400 by 1400 pixels, and it has to be in RGB format, and it has to be square, definitely square. Not one. If it's 1401 by 1400, it won't work. So get that ready. So next time, because I'm probably going to be in a couple of days putting this out, we'll go through all the settings in PowerPress that you need to get started. Now, there's a lot of other tweaks. I'm just talking about let's get it going. So until next week or next time, you can catch me later. If you have any questions, please send them to me. podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or go to the website and on the... not on the homepage, but if you go into any of the posts, you'll see a send a voicemail comment link. And you can record that right on your computer and send me voicemail. Or record it how you record your podcast and send it to me email. I'll play it on the show and answer it. So please, if you got any questions, let me know. This does it for the beginner series, episode number 73 of Podcast Help Desk. And I will catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.